lines. Millard Middle School in Coquitlam has found another way to deal with student conflicts. They've turned to restorative justice to solve some of the school's problems. To find out more, we're joined by two guests. Adrian Triff is a grade 8 student and peer mediator at Millard Middle School. And Alan Patolo-Mosman is the program manager of CERA, the Communities Embracing Restorative Action. He started training peer mediators at Millard Middle School in September. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
Adrian, how long have you been a peer mediator?
Around 3 weeks.
And why did you get involved?
Well, because I think it's a really good idea how kids are helping other kids solve their problems instead of adults who may not understand them as good.
And how did you get involved? Like, did somebody tell you about it, or did you come up with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, teachers chose responsible and leadership-type people in the school, and we got trained.
So how does it work? What's your role in this mediation process?
Well, we stress that we're not there to really solve the problem for them. We're there to help them solve it themselves. So we take one person from the situation that was involved, and we talk to them, ask them how they feel about it, ask them what their role was in the problem, and we ask them if they would feel comfortable talking to the other person about this. And then we take the other person involved in it, and we do the same thing. And then we put them together, and they can just express their feelings towards each other and tell each other reasons why this happened or what their role was it.
So, Alan, you've trained grade 6, 7, and 8 students in this area. What kind of things do you get them to think about with this mediation process? What do you want them to look at?
Well, a couple of things. There's really, I guess, the most important thing is how to bring sort of good listening skills to people who are having trouble having a conversation with each other about something between them. So helping people sort of practice listening, encouraging other people to talk, exploring what the situation is without feeling that they, you know, the mediators have to come up with ideas or suggestions for them. So to try and do what they can to kind of create a space where each person can say what's on their mind and see perhaps a bit more, understand what the other person's point of view is. So listening skills, and we also talk a bit about things like what makes an effective apology
What does make an effective apology? I mean, it's very easy to say you're sorry. Well, not for some people, but it's easy enough to say. How do you know it's for real?
Well, I think there's a few things that need to get attached to. One, I think, is just a really explicit statement of what you're sorry for, and to say that after you've heard what the impact of what you've done to the other person is. So rather than say, you know, I'm sorry if you feel bad about that, you know, I'm sorry that I called you a name and that hurt you. And then to follow that by being open to hearing what they have to say about it, and then to making a plan about how you're going to make a different choice next time.
Adrian, what's it like getting in the middle of people's problems like this, trying to steer your way through people who are at odds?
Well, it's hard at times because you don't want to make judgments about what happened, but it feels really good in the end because in the end, they don't walk out maybe not liking each other, but instead they walk out knowing how the other person feels, and they can see both of their perspectives instead of just their own perspective. So they walk out feeling good about each other, and they probably won't have problems again.
Is it difficult, though, when you see them in the halls? Do you feel like you're maybe they might look at you differently or whatever?
No, not really, because we do stress that it's confidential, so anything that happens in that room at the time is just there. So out in the halls or anywhere else, we don't really talk about it.
But it's there.
Yeah, but we don't really talk about it unless, you know, the people like to talk about how they're sorry, or the people don't really talk to the mediators that much because we're just there to help them solve their own problem.
Alan, how do you choose the mediators? What sort of qualities are you looking for?
Well, it's something that every school that we're working with kind of has their own way of bringing forward the students that they think will be helpful with us. But I think they're looking for folks who are able to, to be able to keep confidence in, who other students will sort of feel confident in going to and speaking to. So folks who are pretty good communicators from the start, pretty level-headed, people who sort of treat their fellows respectfully.
So, Adrian, what kind of issues are you dealing with? What kind of disputes?
It could be anything, basically, that could happen in normal school life, just rumors or name-calling. Could range from different things.
And what if one of the parties doesn't want to be involved, doesn't want to play the game?
Well, we ask them if they would like to do the mediation. They're not forced to do anything. And that way, I guess, other things will be done about the situation.
So then, Alan, would you then go to more traditional detentions, suspensions, et cetera?
Well, you know, typically the one we work with Millard Middle and the other schools we've been working with, the staff would be the folks who would kind of hear of a situation and then refer it to the mediators, with the understanding being, I guess, that if there was a situation that was not possible to be resolved through mediation, then it would come back to staff to make some decisions or consult around that. So, I mean, the idea really here is to have kind of an alternative to things like suspensions that would allow a youth in the school who's done some harm to another youth to be able to work that out with a process which keeps a strong message that they're still a part of the school community, and if they can work this out, they're welcome to be there, and that really addresses the needs of the student that was harmed in a much more direct way than just having the other student kind of punted from the school for a few days.
Adrian, how do you know they're being straight with you? How do you know they're not just mouthing the words that they think you want to hear?
Well, because you can really tell if somebody's expressing their feelings or if they're just saying things. And we tell them that this isn't for them to really get in trouble. This is just for them to work out their problems and be okay with each other. So most of the time, they really just do open up and they want to say what they felt.
Sounds like something that is going to help you not only through high school, but also afterwards.
Yeah, because a lot of times now, even if I have problems out of school, now I know how to talk to people, and I know that maybe even if there's a serious problem, just talking to the person can help a lot, and you can see other people's sides instead of just your own perspective.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us this afternoon.
Well, thanks very much for your interest in the work we're doing.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Triff is a grade 8 student and peer mediator at Millard Middle School, and Alan Patola-Wolzman is the program manager of CERA, the Communities Embracing Restorative Action, who started training peer mediators at Millard Middle School in September. If you'd like more information about the program, you can check out our website. Go to cbc.ca/onthecoast and click on links. 26 minutes after 3 o'clock, it's time for some new music for you now. Toronto singer-songwriter Hayden took off in the mid-90s.